Flash flooding caused chaos north of Wellington yesterday after heavy morning rain inundated homes and closed roads. State Highway 1 on the Kapiti coast between Paikakariki and the Plimerton roundabout was closed for several hours, causing major delays for drivers. Mark Owen is the Wellington Regional Transport Systems Manager at the Transport Agency and joins us now. Morena.
Good morning.
Okay, this roundabout, we saw the pictures yesterday, a lot of rain there. What's the prognosis at the moment? Is it all clear?
It's clear for now, but of course there is more rain forecast this afternoon, so it is a concern, and it just really highlights the vulnerability of our network in New Zealand with the weather events, particularly these high intense rainfall events that can have a high impact over a short duration.
Why is this roundabout so vulnerable?
So it's mainly the catchment we've got in the area, so there's not much storage area, you might say, for the volume of rain that came, and combined with a high tide, the water just could not get away. So obviously houses and properties are flooded, but also the road also bore the brunt of that, and we had a lot of water on the road itself.
Do you have any concerns about the drainage and the ability of that to stop the water draining away?
Well, it's something we're working through with the local council and the regional council to try and get our heads together to say what are the options. One of the longer-term options from a highway resilience perspective is obviously transmission gully. That'll give the highway traffic an alternative route. But in that particular area, it's obviously going to be an ongoing concern. So we need to work with the councils around what the options are for improving the drainage when we get these high rainfall events.
Has the construction of Transmission Gully caused any issues in terms of slippage, water and runoff and this sort of thing?
At this location, Transmission Gully is a long way away from here, so it's not at this particular site. This has been an ongoing problem for a while, and it's really just the nature of the catchment and the fact that there's not much storage between there and where it needs to get away when it gets out into the bay.
Just coming back to my question there about the drainage, is it actually the case that it is blocking the water getting out? Is that a problem?
No, well, I mean, even if you increase the drainage slightly, the sheer volume of water that arrived just could not get away. So you either have to retain it somewhere in very, very large ponds or get it out into the sea. And with a high tide, the water just can't get away. So that's when it backs up, and that's why we have flooding in that particular area.
Okay, and if we've got the possibility of more of these events, flash flooding events, happening in future because of climate change, you're going to have to do something about that.
That's right. So that's why we work with the two councils to say what can we do, what are the options going forward in terms of how we manage the water, particularly, as you said, when we get these really high, intense rainfall events, which in some ways are very, very challenging when you get that deluge of water over a short period of time. It does drain away, but can cause a lot of damage in the interim.
The rain that's forecast today, it doesn't sound too bad during the day, but it does sound like there'll be a bit tonight. Are you confident you can manage that and that there won't be more closures?
Well, there's always potential for more closures, again, depending on that rainfall intensity. And also the tide has a big effect in this particular area. So if the low tide, it'll be less of a risk. But if we have another high tide, there is a risk of more flooding in that area.
And what about just the general clean-up, the silt and the mud? Is that causing any issues further back in Plimerton?
Probably throughout the area. Obviously, the local road networks were affected as well, so it will obviously take some time for the clean-up. But from a highway perspective, things are just about back to normal, but we do that ask that people take care through there because there's obviously ongoing activities, so people just need to be aware. And also plan ahead, knowing there's more rain coming. If there is potential for the road to close, we just ask people to think about their alternative plans or just allow a bit of extra time for their journeys.
And longer term, you think this, once Transmission Gully opens, what, mid-next year, is it late to mid-next year, there'll be less of an issue?
Less of an issue for highway traffic, but will still be an issue in that particular area. And depending on the use of that that old Highway 1 corridor and the development that's happening in that area, there still may be an issue, which is why we need to work with councils in terms of what the longer-term plans are.
Mark Owen, thank you very much for your time. The Wellington Regional Transport Systems Manager at the Transport Agency.